That's right, folks. Even when we're early, we're still late. Doesn't matter. You know, you guys know how it goes. We've been here since 12:20, just chatting, shooting the shit. And we forgot we're not even on the podcast. Who cares? Oh, I was drinking those bad boys last night.
Oh, it's Celsius Sunday here at Ski Mass Media. I'm going to drink all of these today, even though they recommend only one a day. Which one should we start with?
Oh, my God. What flavors do you have, sir?
Well, we have strawberry lemonade. That's a favorite.
Okay.
We have fantasy vibe, which is gay.
Ooh, that sounds a little gay.
And we have peach vibe.
Peach vibe. I would go with the. I would try the fantasy first.
Fantasy vibe.
It sounds like if you do the fantasy first, then you'll be able to follow it up with a strong strawberry lemonade and then end it with the peach. Because as everyone knows, peach flavored anything stinks. It's bad. It will never be good. The only good thing about peaches are when they're fresh. Yes, look at that gentleman. You see that gentleman right there? He'll be making the same photo Tuesday when he turns himself into jail.
Now, I notice you have a blue mask. Is this your government-issued, state-issued mask?
So I went when I went to go talk to my lawyer,
Happy
he said
Sunday.
He told me I should switch it up a little bit. I should wear the blue mask. It might be better in a court situation, a court vibe, whatever. So I went with this. I went with this recommendation, and so I'm wearing the blue mask until I get released from prison, jail, whatever. I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna go to prison yet. I know I'm going to jail, but as soon as I get in jail, I'm gonna join a gang, and so then I might be going to prison from jail. So I'm gonna make a lot of mistakes. As I have been making ever since I've been to Texas. Here's the thing, Stancil. I don't know if you haven't been this far south before. I know you go to Colorado a lot.
Not that far south in the U.S., obviously. I'm a frequenter of South and Central America. Beautiful part of it, of course.
Right. That's completely different. I mean, the Caribbean's obviously very beautiful and obviously a great place to go. Here's the problem. I've been living on the East Coast for 4 years. I can't stop being an asshole here. I forget that people here talk slower. They're not as accustomed to the how fast we talk up there. Exactly. On the East Coast, you learn how to become an asshole very quick. And so I get a lot of people that are mad at me right now because I can't stop running my fucking mouth. And I don't know
people
what
in Texas,
is.
Not yes, people in the I mean, podcast world. We'll
no,
get to
no. I mean, we'll get to that.
Everybody's
I mean,
jealous of us, by the way, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. I mean, we obviously have the number hit show. I've, Kevin Brennan's cold calling me. Alex Stein just cold called me literally 10 minutes ago.
Well, because nobody else is putting out original content anymore.
I mean, no one's doing original content. I mean, no one's talking about their lives. Instead, they just want to watch Stuttering John. Who cares?
Yeah, about terrible. Stuttering anyway, John? But let's we're getting off track. We'll get to that stuff. But please continue. Everybody in Texas hates you.
I mean, everybody in Texas. They're so mad at my stepfather. He's pissed off at me. Apparently, I was running my mouth last night. I sank a boat. I did see you sink
the boat after the legendary stream yesterday. Legendary live stream that's now on the Patreon where Ski Mass was fishing. And what now? The next video I saw was on Twitter, or you sent it to me, where you were sinking in a boat. Your boat was literally three quarters underwater. You still had a line in.
I mean,
you still had a line in.
Thank God I was in where it was shallow a little bit. And I had my young niece. She was in the back of the boat. I was in the front, and we hooked a fish, and we both leaned, and the boat flipped. Totally good time. Of course, I made her wear a life jacket because she's under 18. So she swam to shore, and I decided to keep fishing. Captain always goes down with the boat. I am the captain.
Absolutely.
It's
funny you say that. I was thinking we should put out a nautical line of merchandise, perhaps like Ski Mask captain hats or like
I know they have them. They definitely have the lightweight shirts, especially for good fishing, the long sleeves that we could put out on the merch
line.
Just
a thought.
As you folks know, hopefully we get some super chats because my Squarespace billing. Oh, we do have some super chats.
Oh, we're
very
off and
nice.
Running.
Let's see what's going on with Stupid
here.
Fast.
Setting tone.
I don't think we've seen this guy before. Is it?
That's White Julio.
This guac's on the rock. And by guac, I mean Super Chat. Thank
yeah, me
you,
and White Julio. Me and White Julio went out last Thursday. We really tied it all on. We went out for a belated Cinco de Drinko. And really? Guac on the Rock promotion. Guac on the Rock for all of May. Take a pick. Order guacamole. Take a and a Terramana. Order some Terramana on the Rock. Yeah, the Rock says order some Terramana. Send him the receipt. Order some guacamole. Send the receipt, and he'll send you the money back on Venmo. That's a true thing. That's a real promotion
before,
going on.
But before we get to the next Super Chats, I want to ask your honest opinion because I've been watching a lot of clips. Who's better, Stone Cold or the Rock?
I'm a Rock guy through and through.
Stone Cold is definitely from Texas. Yeah, exactly.
You know my history with the Rock. I mean, that was my nickname in middle school and high school because I would just pretend I was him, literally. I memorized the speeches.
I'm gay too. Bad Bart, best podcast on the internet. Julio. Thank you, sir. We know. We're the best. A couple days ago, Brennan Cold called me, and as soon as I brought up the fact that we have the number one podcast on the internet right now, we're making tons and tons of money. I mean, just from ads alone, because we get thousands and thousands and thousands of viewers.
Well, I wish it was a bit more, but.
Well, look, I was just trying to gloat a little bit. So.
Well, it's not about the money. That's Kevin's problem.
It's never been about money. The money. Right.
Money doesn't equal good. Money just means you have retarded people watching your show.
Well,
no
and that's why he's been in such a bad mood. I mean, I actually tuned into Brennan's show, I think it was 3-4 nights ago, and I think I was watching for a good 30 minutes, and I saw two Super Chats in the whole 30 minutes. So maybe people are starting to listen to us, folks. Stop Super Chatting Brennan. Let him pay his mortgage by going into the city and doing stand-up. That's it. Okay?
And not even that. Like I said time and time again, stop Super Chatting and watch how much more entertaining the show becomes, folks.
Correct.
I'm saying it for the sake of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Kevin Brennan. We love Kevin. The show will be tremendously better if you don't Super Chat and watch how mad Kevin gets.
I mean, I was right in the middle of deep conversation with my stepdad, and I looked down at my phone, and I see KB's calling me. And I was like, hold on, I got to go for a second. And then I went to the back room, and I'm on the phone, because obviously don't have good service down here. I mean, I'm in the middle of nowhere. And
Stevie Lou apparently knows where you live. Did you see that he tried to dox you while you were on the phone?
Oh, really? Go ahead, dox me. I got an SKS that I sleep next to. Fucking head off. You fucking loser. Stevie Lou's never even shot a gun. He's a tall faggot. Come on, dude. It's ridiculous what's going on with Stevie Lou. First of all, worst guest ever. And the only reason I'm saying that is because I've gotten multiple calls.
Kevin says it. Kevin knows it. Kevin has him on because all the super chats are hating him.
Hey, my mouse isn't working very well, so if you want to throw up TJ's comment real quick.
I don't know. You couldn't hear him, obviously, because you're on the phone with Kevin. But he said he knows everybody know where you live. They know where you are in Texas. He said you're
come on down. County. I got a gate. I got a gate opener, and I got multiple webinary folks. And
we
and
saw the collision, folks. The Patreon.com Ski Mask Media. The video of Ski Mask on his boat yesterday. He fired a Kalashnikov right into the water. Only available Patreon.com Ski Mask Media. It's up there right now.
I totally forgot that I fired it off.
He had an AK on a boat and a fishing pole. No other podcast is doing this. Everybody else is talking about Ray DeVito.
Firing that stuff off. I mean, it's crazy what's happening.
Another podcast has a domestic terrorist as a host.
Come on. I mean, we're doing
it. I'm a domestic terrorist. I'm a proud boy.
Speaking of domestic terrorism, listen. Folks, the only reason I'm wearing this shirt right now, and Stancil, you're not going to like this, but that's okay. It's just a little cut-in to promote. There is a sports show that we'll be following up. This beautiful, beautiful SMC podcast. I saw the Cowboys schedule. You're going to hate this, but you can say it for your show. We have the easiest schedule in the NFL. If the Cowboys don't make it past the first fucking round of the playoffs this year, I'm throwing the shirt in the trash, and I'm never watching another Cowboys game ever again. I mean, we got the easiest. We played the Browns the first week. I think we played the Panthers twice. I mean, it's going to be an absolute mess. But still, we'll lose first round of the playoffs. This shirt's going in the garbage. By the way, it does say big piece on the back. 69.
Turn around. Yeah, let's see that. Stand up and show the folks.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I wear to ball games, folks. Big piece.
Yeah, ball games. I get it.
Yeah, that's right. No gayness around here.
Well, the problem for you, not to talk about sport, this is just a teaser for the
This is a teaser for the show that's following, of course.
Yeah, 2 o'clock Sports Mass Collective with my guest host, again, Steve Conte, who went to the game with Gino and Mead and a bunch of freaks yesterday.
So we'll hear all about that. Of course, I'm in Texas now. And of course, as we know, before I moved to Connecticut, the shows were much better. I had more time to... really, have a list. What the fuck was that gay fest? You weren't obviously a part of it. I didn't see you in any of the photos.
I was invited.
You were invited, but you didn't go. I mean, those pictures look so gay. I'm glad I wasn't there. I mean, I'm looking at it on Twitter, and it's just gay. Yes, waiver is completely correct. It's 7.62x39. That's the bullet size. He knows what.
I thought that was your blood alcohol content when you got.
Oh, I mean, I was a .39 when I got a DWI. Yes, I was.
Classic.
That's great. Matter of fact, you guys can go to Smith County Jail and look up my mugshots because they publicly put them out there.
Stevie's on his way. Go ahead, Stevie. Come on down. He knows where you live.
Yeah, come on, Stevie. I live in a town with a population of 5. Seriously, I'm not even joking.
Anybody have nunchucks down there?
I got more than nunchucks. You walk through the gate with nunchucks, you're just getting fucking wrecked.
Just blown away.
I mean, if you make it to me...
Yes, Jaws T, SkiMaskCollective.com. Sorry, I saw it on
SkiMaskCollective.com. Get there now before the 21st.
Best merch in podcasting. Do we have the new towel? We'll do a merch section later. We have a new towel.
Yeah, I don't have the towel pulled up, but just go there, folks. SkiMaskCollective.com. Get there now, folks. I mean, there's nothing better. We have our own website. We have our own show. We have shows, multiple shows, actually. And the number one podcast on the planet Earth right now. I told Brennan that. He hung up the phone because he knows. He would have hung up if he had anything to say about our show not being number one right now.
Well, I said it last week. Well, first of all, it's unbelievable the metrics coming across my ticker I see daily. Unbelievable numbers, all kinds of numbers. And we're not talking about money. We're talking about engagements. We're talking about the level of realness here. Right. But you are, I said it last week, and Sansel Stradamus, again, as he calls you on the show, I said you're getting very close to being invited on that show. I think he kind of wants you on the show. I have a feeling Stevie's in his ear telling him not to have you on. But the show needs you, frankly, at this point.
Yes.
Love the dynamic between you and Kevin.
I hate to cut you off, but obviously I don't know if he wants to say his name, but we have a very, very, very close friend of the show who called me the other day, and he goes, dude, Kevin doesn't want to have you on because he knows your show is better. And I said, you're 100% right. He knows our show is good. We don't have to watch clips. We don't have to have shitty people on.
We leave our house.
I mean, it's just us. We leave our house. I mean,
I'm a terrorist. I had a lacrosse game this morning. I went to the gym. It's unbelievable. Right. I had a lacrosse game, a playoff lacrosse game this morning. I went to the gym. I played basketball the other day.
I got labeled a domestic terrorist.
I went to the portal, the Dublin portal. That's all in the last five days, folks.
I knew there was something I meant to upload. Yeah, man, you got labeled as a domestic terrorist. You're a proud boy. And somebody's just taking pictures of you wearing a shirt. Now, go to SkiMaskCollective.com right now. There's a T-shirt with this domestic terrorist on it. And if you happen to go to the beach next month, because it is summertime, there's a towel available, folks. You can dry yourself up.
So, yeah, just some background on that. This is the first show I've done, technically.
I'm so sorry. I forgot about that, but there's a lot going on this week.
Yes. If you missed it, again, Sansel Compound pregame, again, on the Patreon, folks. The Patreon is cooking, as the idiots from Philly say. The Patreon
really
is absolutely cooking. All the audio from all the eps, by the way, are available Apple, Spotify.
Yes, you finally figured it out. I got the SMC figured out. There's a couple of episodes that might be missing, but listen, from here on out, all the audio will be uploaded. And if they do give me 4 months, Stanza will be the host without a length of time. So we'll just see what happens.
So what happened?
There will be audio.
A while ago, last year, there was a bunch of boxes of Kumia teas and Gavin teas in the compound green room there, and I saw on top was the Proud Boys shirt, classic, sick, had the laurels on it with the AKs. Beautiful, beautiful shirt. Just a sick shirt. So I asked Gino if I could have it. He said, yeah, just fucking take one. So I like to wear it. As friend of the show, Alex Stein, by the way, would be proud. We'll get to him.
Oh, I just talked to Alex Stein a couple minutes ago, actually.
We'll get to that. But just like him, I don't know if you notice, I'm a bit of a rebel rouser. I like to do things just to get people riled up. So I enjoy wearing
it. And it worked.
Even though I'm the first to say I am not an official Proud Boy. I do support their views and everything they do, correct, America First and all that, but I'm not an official Proud Boy.
We're not active. I mean, we'll talk about it behind the scenes, but we're not out there rioting and all that bullshit.
Yes, I'm not a Proud Boy, nor do I claim to be, but I like wearing that shirt as to support them and to get people riled up.
It is a nice looking shirt.
And so here's the T-shirt. I guess we can pull it up this way. So here's the picture in case you missed it. I don't know, whatever. Who cares? We don't have a producer.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi blows, so yeah, it's whatever.
So here's me in the T-shirt. Yep. Now, if you go on our website, this is actually on a T-shirt now.
And
right there, ski mask. Click. And, of course, right here, folks, you're not going to believe this. This Stancil Proud Boy towel. Folks,
Stancil Proud Boy towel available now. I thought it was funny to put a guy on a shirt wearing a Proud Boy shirt on a T-shirt. I do have to put this comic up, this comment up, because I want you to respond.
Hold on, let me finish. Can I finish what I was saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I want to wear that shirt. So I was doing the compound pregame, and I
correct
saw
even
a lady,
even in the photo I could see that your phone is sideways. Sorry to cut you off, but I could see that you're mid show.
Mid show, mid compound pregame. That's why you got to watch every week. And if you miss it, it's on the Patreon. Right. And I saw her. I saw a lady. She didn't run, but she quickly walked in front of me and took a picture. But I was exiting that little shitty park. So I just thought maybe she was taking a shot. It was a nice day. I actually, if you watch it, you could hear me mention it. I say, oh, people love to take pictures of Jim Stancil. Fast forward a few hours, I'm on my way back from the city, from in hot water and festivities, and I see the post. So the girl that took the picture was, she looks like a Lindsay Isabiza, Marshall Beaupre's That's what she looked like.
Is pro or whatever on Twitter.
Except a bit fatter, even though Lindsay's fat, the girl was fatter. and a blonde hair, exactly, like early 20s, blonde hair. And then I saw it put up.
I know Teamster Tim's laughing right now because he called her
on
fat
a fascist website. So I was labeled a fascist and a Proud Boy and a terrorist. And come and fucking get it, you fucking pussies. Palestine's gay, Israel's gay, Ukraine is gay, Russia's gay.
Ukraine's gay, Russia's gay, all that shit's gay. If you don't like the United States of America, get the fuck out of here.
Yes!
It's a problem. American power. Come on down, Stevie Lou. I'll show you what the fuck America's about. Come on. Come through my gate. I'm serious. Stevie, you want to talk some shit?
You know what I was thinking? And here's the thing, and I really have no problem personally with Stevie. I understand that you would. I don't either.
I don't understand what's going on. Why he's calling me out? But, he's the worst guest that's ever fucking been on MLC. Period. I mean, it doesn't get any worse.
He's obviously all these guys
Stevie, I know you're watching right now. You're one of 44 viewers that are live watching. I want you to know something. You were the worst guest that's ever stepped foot on MLC. Period. He's using you because you stink. He doesn't have guys like us on because we're good.
He literally says it to his Kevin says it to his face now on the show.
Yeah, I mean, he blows.
But Stevie doesn't even do. That's the thing with a lot. Stevie doesn't even have his own show.
He tried. Guess what happened? He tried.
Liam,
he has a YouTube channel.
Whoever this Liam guy is, do any like none of these guys actually do anything. They just go on shows and talk about other people.
I mean, Stancil, listen, like he tried to do his own YouTube.
Milton is
five subscribers in 1 week. Five. Listen, we're over 1,000, Stevie. We're cooking. And then Stevie tried to take credit for Sad Chad being a popular show. Stevie, the only reason you were good is because I made you good, because I knew what to ask you. That's it. He tried to do his own show, 5 subscribers, 1 week. You stink. You're bad. You'll never be good. Hang it up, dude. Get out of the game. You suck. The only reason you're on MLC is because you suck, and Kevin thinks it's fucking funny.
That's it. Chad has his own show. Ray, for as much as Ray stinks of podcasting, Ray at least has his own show when he tries.
Sorry, I had to get that out first. I had a couple fans call me this week and say, dude, you got to go off on Stevie. I'm like, all right, what's going on?
Stevie's a remora fish. He's the fish that sticks to the sharks. He's the remora fish that sticks to the sharks. He's stuck to you. He's sticking to Kevin. He's stuck to Eastside Dave.
He wanted to actually take credit for Sad Chad being good. I made him good. That's it. I was like, when he rented a car to come do the beach show, and he's still stuck. He wouldn't even get in the water, and he did acid. It's like, dude, relax.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I mean, nothing wrong with doing a little acid, but not on the
week
podcast.
And a half. What day is it? 2 weeks from a week and a half, I'll be on acid at Red Rocks.
Oh, yeah, so. You'll be in Red Rocks.
After I have sex with Lady KB and Nikki Huntsman. They both are
I had to rant, which I feel bad about because I know my stepdad and my uncle are right behind that on the wall watching the TV. And I was like, listen, folks, it's gonna be loud for about an hour.
What's got him watching today?
I don't know. I did make a Facebook post earlier, and I know that... Hold on. Let me finish my other side real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. We all have ADHD.
We have ADHD here. My doctor wanted $200 for Adderall, so I told him to go fuck himself, and that's it. So I'm not an Adderall.
Hey, listen, doc. I got a $2 million bill in Connecticut. You think I'm giving you $200?
I mean, come on. I don't have a job right now. You know, what am I doing? My girlfriend won't even text me back. So, like I said, everybody's mad at me. It's fine. So I'm just going to I'm going to Robin Williams myself the minute I get into jail and everybody else can, you know.
Well, you know what I was thinking about jail? You got to, even if it is only 3 days, get some emails, get some phone numbers. Let's get some guests. I would love to talk to, even if it's family and friends of inmates, if they're interesting, let's get some jail guests on the show. That's interesting.
I know. I just need to, so right when I get sentenced, I'm going to call you and I'm going to.
Plug the show in jail.
Yeah, I need to know the date and time when you're going to go live, and I'll call you from the jail cell. And you know, that I got to call in from jail, see what's going on.
Yeah, but
of course
you
I'm
going to
be asking about hogs. But
I just
remembered my old thought. We do have a person who's very close to the show. I don't know if they want me to say their name or not, but he told me he's an OG. He's one of the OGs. You know, there's only like 8 OGs, so you could probably know who it is. So he called me on the phone, and he goes, when Stevie's on, I have to hang it up. I have to hang up. He goes, I can't watch MLC when Stevie's on. So, Stevie, you stink. Fuck off. Come blow me. Come suck my cock. I'm not wearing underwear right now. You can come eat my ass. I'm not even kidding. Come eat my ass, Stevie, instead of your black wife.
Yeah,
I almost said a really bad word.
That whole thing was a word. Yeah, you can't. You don't even know what's real with Stevie anymore.
So
he said he was going to quit and never do this again 3 months ago.
Stevie, go get hit by a train. I mean, you fucking blow, dude. Call me if you got a fucking problem. Don't talk shit on the show. Call
me. Send him the link.
You got
my
link. Send him a link right now. Send him a link. You send him a link. I don't care. Send him a link.
I don't know how anything.
I think he blocked me on everything because he's a pussy. And he loves black women.
Hey, right, well, I don't fault him for that. I'm texting one as I speak.
I lost my virginity to a black woman, so I don't fault him at all. Oh shit, I have a lot of DMs. Wow. I thought Tommy McNulty died. Apparently not.
No, he's mentally ill. But I love him. Yeah. I love the mentally ill. I got no problem with that.
Oh wow.
You know what I'm. Sorry, go ahead.
You
were just talking about not wearing underwear and balls and dicks, and you know how that catches my attention. You know what I was thinking about? I don't know if there's anything here, but you know what I was thinking is not fair? You can measure dicks and compare dicks, but you can't really measure vaginas. Sure,
you measure clit.
But it's not like, oh, you got a big... They're all sloppy.
I mean, sometimes a clit looks like a big toe. Sometimes it looks like a little toe, whatever.
I have no idea what they look like, but all I'm saying is they...
I don't know why that was so funny to me. Somebody clip it.
No, but it's because you can measure dicks, and then you can get shamed by that or praised by that, but you can't... There's no metric for vaginas. I mean, there could be messy or whatever, but there's no metric... You know what? You get what I'm saying?
I know. I understand exactly what you're saying, here? But here... Yeah, so here's the thing about hogs and logs.
Yeah, please.
I mean, I measured my hog sometimes on a good day, and it's completely different, even hard. It changes with seasons. I mean, hogs change with the seasons, folks. T-shirt, clip it, new T-shirt, hogs change with the seasons. I measured rock hard before, and I'm talking 6.5, 7, whatever. And then I measured in the summertime, and I'm talking 8.5. I'm like, how is it changing?
Jeez.
So, I mean, obviously, you've talked to Teamster Tim. He knows I have a fat hog. I pulled it out in his car before. He got super pissed off, and he knows.
He probably loved it. His old.
I do. Before we get to, I'm sure we have some super chat. I do want to pull up this comment because I want you to rant on this guy. Here it is. Easy.
Noodles Live. He's been meeting me up. He's a fan who found me
in the
city.
I'm glad he's a fan, but what do we always say? If you want your comment read, put a dollar in. I mean,
Noodles Live watches the Compound pregames. He's come to Compound the last couple weeks. He usually does Super Chat. Noodles Live, although he is apparently a pedophile, but that's fine.
Oh,
I don't care.
He likes to touch kids.
Who cares anyway?
Yeah, who cares? Just give us money. We don't care.
There's no way around it. If you deny it, you're lying. Kids are cute.
And he shines there in Texas, asking for the shines down here are a lot different than the shines up in Connecticut.
Yeah, they're real, man.
The shines down here mow lawns, they take care of the grass, unless you go to Antioch, which is a small neighborhood in the hood, which most of those shines don't make it out of.
Antioch, Bonneville.
Yep, they shoot each other, and that's about it.
99 cents.
Super sticker, beautiful. Thank you. We got a lot of new viewers in here that I've never seen.
Is that a play on words? Aiken,
I have no idea.
He's a filthy, filthy Greek, but we appreciate that. I don't mind.
You filthy shine. Send Joe Exotic the link. I said it, and I'll say it again. I told Joe Exotic, I said, as long as you don't go after my girlfriend, we're getting along right now. Let's keep it that way. Let's keep it bottom line. Let's keep it borderline. Because he's been updating me on what's going on. We got to get rid of Stevie. We got to get rid of Mr. Kill Everything. All these guys. He's on our squadron now. He's in the same boat saying, you know, this shit stinks. MLC stinks.
We're fighting the axis of evil. It's like World War II.
I know it's like World War II.
We're
it's
America. World War III, Joe Exotic's Canada.
Right.
Gil Bravo's Mexico.
Yeah, Gil Bravo's a fat Mexican, but he's all right sometimes. I mean, he could be annoying in my Twitter.
Somebody
DMs.
Clip that.
Gil Bravo,
I might name this episode
listen,
Gil Bravo's
treadmill.
A fat Mexican. I might label this episode Gil Bravo.
Yeah, you should. You should. No, what I was saying about Facebook earlier is I posted, because you obviously always talk about this. I only have two TV channels at where I'm living at right now because I'm using an antenna like it's 1981. And I walked in after doing some yard work earlier, and there was a soccer game on. And so I sat down to watch it, right? It's Manchester United and another team. I don't remember the fucking name.
Sounds boring already.
Yes, exactly. I'm looking at the game. I'm not watching the game. I'm looking at the crowd. And I noticed something. I noticed that the crowd in Europe, because obviously it was being played in England, there's no fats. There's no fatties. You watch any NFL game, 95% of the fucking crowd's obese. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I was searching for like 20 minutes trying to find a fat person. So I posted on Facebook. I'm like, I'm watching this fucking, I said, first of all, soccer is gay. I had to follow you up, like you always say. Soccer is gay. It stinks. It's bad. It'll never be good. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
That's for soccer.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. I mean, farts are always funny. Oh, brutal.
No, soccer's gay, but you know what might be gayer? I tweeted this. Everybody now pretending they like Formula One. Have you seen this? They're trying to make Formula One a thing in America now,
well,
and all the sheep
are trying to make.
It's the same people that like pickleball.
That's what I was about to say. They just opened up a fucking pickleball court here. I'm like, it's the gayest shit I've ever seen. Just play tennis. What are you doing?
Right.
If you don't like tennis, play fucking ping pong.
Listen, there's a lot of rules. Biblical now, folks. Get your pen and paper out. Tell your son to write this down. Here's a few rules. Jet skis are for people who are too poor for a boat and too lazy for a kayak.
Jet e-bikes skis are for people who can't get laid.
E-bikes are for people who are too lazy for a bicycle and too poor for a motorcycle. And what was the last thing? Oh, pickleball is for people who are too lazy for tennis and not coordinated enough for ping pong. Me on all those.
It annoyed me to the point. So I went to the sports store with my stepdad the other day because we had to get some fishing gear because we actually leave our fucking house and go fishing and shoot guns and have fun. And they had an entire row. I'm talking an aisle. Full of different pickleball paddles, pickleballs, all the shit. An entire row. I mean, that's how popular
I'll pickle
it's
my
getting.
Balls.
Yeah, I'll pickle my balls
Oh, there's a
myself.
Pickleball next to the Soccer Ball Comedy Club. There's literally a place called Pickleball America in the mall. It's two floors of pickleball courts for these dumb whites to pretend
I mean,
they do something.
I mean, what's going on with white
literally
people?
How little of a life.
Culture? I mean, go grill.
How small of a life.
I mean, seriously.
What a boring life these people have. What a boring life these people have.
I don't know if you're a fan. I mean, I know you like golf. I don't know if you're a fan. It's almost like, I mean, Topgolf is better, but it's almost as bad. I mean, like, pickleball is way worse than Topgolf, obviously. I've never been to Topgolf.
I like when the whores on Instagram take videos of themselves.
I do love when the whores post booty pics and all that stuff. A hack rat. Oh, hack rat, what's up? Haven't seen you in a while. Just tell everyone inside you have HIV, easy peasy. No, I don't. I actually got tested a couple of weeks ago, but thanks.
My grandfather used to say, my grandfather who was bombed by Japs that has been covered on the show multiple times was in the Coast Guard. That's
it?
A true story. You've seen no, there's an article with his picture and the caption under it.
I don't think we've ever covered that on this show.
I'll pull up the picture. Well, he was in the Coast Guard.
Don't do it now. Just pull it up and we'll... Put it on the brand thing. For
yeah, he was in the Coast Guard in WW2, and there was an article in the local paper, and it had his picture, and under it, the caption was "Bombed by Japs." And I love that article. I swear to God,
I don't know why.
I'm sorry,
I laugh, but
no, it's classic. I talk about it all the time. But he used to say "Easy peasy Japanese."
It's pretty funny.
That's all. That's all I wanted.
I'm laughing my best friend. He spent the night here last night. He's half Japanese.
Sounds gay.
And I was it was a little gay. We had some gay experience.
What's the size on him, please?
Small. And I hope
Japanese.
He's not,
they're
I know
small
his,
penises, but they're very noble penises.
What's funny is his dad is, I think, 50% Japanese, and he watches every episode, so he's definitely watching this right now. And he just got out of the hospital, which is good. Go Ricky Davis. That's his name. Whatever. Sorry.
Stevie Lou's going to dox him now.
It's fine because, dude, here's what's fucked up. He just got out of the hospital for like 5 days.
Does he have a samurai sword instead of a gun?
No, he has both. But no, he went in just to get like a small piece of skin cancer removed from his middle finger.
Small piece.
And, small piece. Big piece. And obviously the surgeon didn't know what the fuck they were doing and completely butchered his hand. Like I went over to his house. You could see the tendons and the bone and shit. So yeah, he's taking those guys to court. It's going to be a great time.
Ooh. Love a good court.
Yeah, he's about to be worth more millions than he already is. Shout out, Ricky. Love you, dude.
Quickly, just very quick, because it is warm weather is here in the Northeast. Citizen Macabre Poppy, what stance will stance on short shorts again? 5-inch
above
inseam.
The knee. Above the
obviously
knee,
obviously above the knee. Obviously
always
above the knee.
If you wear shorts that are below the knee, kill yourself.
And I'm talking about stuck a dick. Above the knee at the least. I'm talking upper half of the thigh.
Oh, no, that's what I wear. I wear it to the, you know, you've seen the tattoo that
I got a 5-inch
Chuck,
inseam
that
right
Chuck
now.
Gave me. Yeah. Mine are over there. I got to go dig them out. Yep, beautiful. That's exactly what I wear. Love it. I'm about to go throw mine on in just a minute because my balls are getting hot.
Now let's get
I'm wearing this.
Let's get to some news of the day. Call. You said you got a call from a fairly big name recently.
Oh, yes. 9 minutes before the show started, Alex Stein called me. The great Alex Stein, who I slept next to.
Friend of the
gay
fellow
happened.
Domestic terrorist.
Fellow domestic terrorist.
I once almost made him miss his flight because I was trying to help him, but then I walked away with his bags because
I almost
drunk.
Blew him one time in a hotel room.
We all slept in the same room. But anywho.
Anywho, he called me. He goes, "Are you really going to jail?" I said, "Yes, I am. Tuesday, I got court." He goes, "Oh my God!" And then I'm not gonna lie, he didn't offer it to me, but I did say, "Hey, I would love to do your show sometime." He goes, "Oh, I'll have you on. I'll have you on soon, as soon as you get out." So Stancil's gonna fly in. Alex, I know you're watching. He had to go. He was gonna hop on the show, but he's going somewhere with his girl, and he can't hop on. But he wants us on, and we'll go on, we'll promote, and we'll have a good time.
I would absolutely, and, I've never been to Texas, except for a layover.
You can come in, you can fly into Dallas, and if we
yeah,
have
I'll
to,
come
we'll
down
drive
there.
2 hours. Yeah, it'd be fun. Be a good time. So,
here we go.
Shout out Alex Stein, you're killing it. You're one of the best in the game right now. He knows it too. I don't even have to shout him out. Everybody knows who he is. I mean, he's getting shouted out by Trump. I mean, all these guys, all these characters. I hate to call them characters, but I mean, that's just the way it works now. Everything's on the internet. Do we have any super chats? I haven't been keeping up. Cause I think
no, just poor people talking, but that's okay.
Yeah, poor
watch
people.
The crosstalk. Watch the crosstalk, folks.
We do have. Well, that's heck right. Hold on. Yeah, we said that one. Yeah, yeah, we just got poor people chatting. Poor people.
That's what we
don't
like.
Oh,
I just farted.
Shout out Chris Mack. I know. Listen, Chris Mack. Oh, yeah. Somebody said in the chat that I had Parkinson's. No, it's a shakes because, listen, folks, I'm an alcoholic. I wake up in the morning. I have to have a beer. And I plan on getting over that when I go to jail for 3 days, and I'll be shaking for 3 days. And then when I get out, I'll be fine. So I plan on getting drunk every day until I go to jail on Tuesday, which will be fine. I can't show up to court, of course. Smell like a fucking brewery, but... we'll figure it out. Who cares?
Now, you wanted me to remind you of Spotify and that you're not happy with the Spotify issues.
I mean, I don't know what so a couple of years ago, I tried to switch our podcast account to a different one. Now, Anchor has since... I don't know why I was just mad at the time. I'm really not that mad right now that we got to figure it out. I want to rant, but I mean, at least I know how to upload a podcast, Stevie Lou, fucking queer.
Well, he got to do a podcast to upload one.
Exactly. I sent him a link. Yeah, I don't know why he's not on. I would like to give a shout out to, matter of fact, I'll send him the link right now. Just see if he wants to hop on for a minute. You know who's gotten good? And I know you might not be a fan or whatever. It's fine because you've never really been a part of it. Quadfather, he's gotten good. He's a good podcaster. He's a good host. He knows what he's doing. I talk to him regularly on the phone. He keeps up with the times. He's not like necessarily a part of the Dabbleverse. He's got his own thing going on. But I want to say, like, he's good. So I know you probably don't agree.
I don't mind. I have no problem with him. What I think is interesting is another guy Stevie hates vehemently, and another guy possibly he's threatened by.
It's Quad. Okay, I saw Quad in the chat. Quad, if you're watching, which I know you are, because you have nothing better to do, because you're in a chair. Sorry, I had to make the joke. I sent you the link.
No, he doesn't.
Bob.
He's lying. He's lying. He is a liar. He can walk. So help me God, he can walk. It's all a work.
Yeah, Quad.
He moves
you
his
know
arms.
What, dude? You can walk. You're not in a wheelchair.
He has to go to the shed and get his chair out to get sympathy from people. But you see him moving his arms around. He's probably playing soccer somewhere right now.
Yeah, you know what? He might be at the Manchester United game. That's why he's tuned in, because it's so fucking boring and they won't show actual shows. I don't know. Do you watch a lot of TV, Stancil? I don't really, but I have nothing else to do at nighttime here.
Yeah, I mean,
me and my stepdad, we've been going hog hunting.
Ooh.
And every night, I mean, not for fat bitches, but actual hogs.
Oh.
and having a good time. So when I get back at, like, you know, midnight or whatever, we go hog hunting.
On the old elliptical, I banged through a lot of shows. I actually, frankly, to be honest, I'm out of things to watch. I've watched everything. I watched the new Dark Matter. I watched The Jinx. You name it. Baby Butthole Reindeer. I've really watched it all. But I don't sit on my couch and watch these. I watch them, usually on the elliptical or perhaps end of day, maybe. But it's not like I got to sit down at 7 o'clock and no, I if it's
I like to
do stuff. I like to leave my house, so I
watch
it as a supplement.
We leave our house, we come back when it's late and it's time to hop in the fart sack, as what I call a bed, as we call it down here in the South. And then we get up in the morning and we do shit. I mean, you know, we live our lives. No, I was watching Law and Order. I think it was a season finale. Mariska Hargitay looks old as fuck. I mean, what happened? I mean, I've been gone for 4 years. I didn't watch TV in Connecticut.
No, I don't know. I can't watch network TV. I mean, I watch sports.
That's all
I'm
got. I got two channels. I don't even have Wi-Fi over there. That's why I have to come over here to my uncle's house and do the show.
Now, it's on the same compound?
Yes, it's right next door. We got three houses here in the compound. One of them belongs to my great uncle and my dad's brother. He owns this house. And then I live over at my grandma's old house. That's what's going on. She's dead, but that's where I'm living. And my dad, he left me a to-do list. And I follow the to-do list. I only got one more thing I got to do is clean the gutters. But everything else, everything's clean. Floor, swept, mop, plenty of food. I mean, fridge is full. I mean, I've been grilling every day. Just constant grilling going on. So come on over, Stevie. I'll put your fucking head on the grill, pussy. See if you can actually find me, Stevie. Stevie, I'll tell you what. I will give you $20 if you can actually pull up where I'm at. Because I'm in the middle of the country, dude. You cannot find me. It was five people in this town. I'll even tell you the name of the town if you want.
Yeah. Listen, going back just as a
who's the trap house guy?
Victor. Tune into Sports Mask at 2 o'clock. Victor, Steve Conte will be my co-host, and I'll send Victor the link just for you.
Oh, dude, that picture's funny, Quad. You see the guy right over Brennan's head? That's my best friend, the half Japanese.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Not Billy Tardy, the guy next to him. Because remember, him and his dad flew to AC. That's funny you put that picture up there.
Stevie Lou is a piece of shit. Stevie Lou sucks.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Now, what's your problem? I don't even really know. Why does he hate you? I don't even know because I don't care.
What do you mean, why do I hate him?
Oh. All right, you have the floor.
Yeah, you have the floor.
He's don't a walk backstabbing on. Piece of shit, as you guys all learned yourselves one by one. Everybody's learning.
I didn't really get
one.
Backstabbed. I'm just I observe and report as I always have. I'm just a journalist. I just tell the truth is all. But I don't really. I'm just stating facts. But go ahead. Ski mask.
You guys used to hang out and be buddies. Do you do that anymore? So has something changed?
I haven't seen him. I would. I still would. I have no personal outside would? Of. I'm just commenting on his podcasting, but I have no problem with him personally.
What
I'm not
podcasting?
Gonna. I'm not gonna bullshit like everybody else. I'm not gonna bullshit like all these other people that you associate with and just make a big deal that I hate them just to say it. I'm keeping it trill and keeping it real. I personally
the same fucking thing. Listen, I have no issue with Stevie as a friend. All I'm saying is he's terrible on MLC. I'm the person who made him good on fucking Sad Chad, period.
And he takes credit for everything you did.
And he takes credit. He takes credit. He goes, I'm the one who made that show good. Bullshit. Go back, watch the episodes. I'm asking him the questions. Is he asking me the questions? I didn't think so. No. So fuck him.
And then he took credit for your MLC after show.
So why do you? I cut you off. I apologize. Why? Go ahead. You have the floor for your chair.
I'll roll right up and tell you all about it.
somebody in the comments said you have non-carpet floor. Is that true?
No, I got industrial carpet, man. I'm really.
I wasn't sure if you could roll it out of the carpet or not. You know I got a fucking clown you, man. You know you're one of the best.
Yeah, I heard what you said before I came on. Yeah, I'll forgive you. It's all right.
People love you, man. I mean, you've been killing it lately, especially since you cleaned up your fucking, what do they call that when they have a bunch of people on the show? There's a word for it.
Shit cast.
Debris?
I don't know. I don't know the name.
A terrible show.
Yeah, but no, I mean, he cleaned up his show. He got rid of the terrible people. The Jim Grindles. Bye. You stink. I roasted his ass. And
what about Luca the Vine?
Luca the
Vine. Got rid of the Stevie Lou's, yep. Most importantly.
You got rid of the Stevie Lou's.
Ever since I got rid of him. So there you go.
What was the name of the episode? If you don't name it that, then name it Getting Rid of the Stevie Lou's.
The name was, yeah. Gil Bravo is a fat Mexican.
Gil Bravo is a fat Mexican. And go ahead. Fucking send me a Twitter message about it.
Drop the anchor. That's what I'll call it. Drop the anchor. Name Stevie Lou.
Yeah, so what? Go ahead. Are you still having it? What's the problem?
Yeah, well, I mean, seriously, what happened?
The biggest problem was...
I hate to say it, but I hate to cut you off real quick.
Stop cutting him off.
I'm the host of the show. I'm allowed to cut him off. I want to say that, to be completely honest with you, I don't watch your show. I'm sorry. I just don't have enough time because I leave my house. Now, let us know what's going on.
Yeah, he's too busy sinking a boat with a gun and a fishing rod in it.
Patreon. Hey, that's better than sitting around watching podcasts any day of the week. That's fun shit right there, man. Get that.
Hey, you like this?
The AR. So it's 5.56 versus 7.62, baby, right there.
All right, fuck a 5.56, dude. My 7.62 by 39 is a way bigger bullet. Anywho.
Yeah, I used to have an SKS, but it's super inaccurate. It's not nearly as deadly as my 5.56.
Are you fucking kidding me? You can run
that
bullet.
No, I'm not kidding you. I'll argue this all day long. If you wanted to go into war,
Bulls,
maybe
I'll get my stepdad in here right now.
Better because they don't jam up and they don't they don't have problems.
I've never had a fucking SKS jam up ever. You can run that fucking gun over with a tank. That's the.
That's
problem,
what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. They're good
over
for that.
An AR with a tank.
But they're not better than a 5.56 AR, baby.
I just laugh like a girl. That's hilarious.
Anywho,
Stevie Lou, if you ever want to come test it, then bring that little broken arm out to Oregon, and you can bleed out on my front lawn.
Do you pull the trigger with your tongue?
If I have to, whatever it takes. I don't give a fuck. I'll do
it. So what? Can you answer the guy? What is the problem?
Yes.
What is the issue?
Number one problem. Number one issue. Nobody in the Dabbleverse knew I had a kid.
What's a Dabbleverse? Oh yeah, he went after your children.
Every show in the Dabbleverse. Are you fucking kidding me? Don't
so did you go
like
after his?
Know.
There's no Dabbleverse. You're so good. I'm saying it right now. Stancil might not agree with me, but you've gotten so good that you need to get away from Dabbleverse. It's like almost like what's a Red Bar?
It's a word.
What's
it's
a Dabbleverse?
It's easier
it
than trying to.
It
explain.
Stinks. Stop using
it. Well, try
I
to.
I mean, how many times
have
we said the word Dabbleverse until you came on? I mean, seriously,
Stancil,
we're much better than that, and you know,
I wanted
we're better
to hear
than that. You're better.
No,
than
I
want
to. I want to hear Stancil. Am I a good host?
He doesn't have to. What's a Red Bar? What's a Red Bar? What's a Dabbleverse?
No, I enjoy Quad on the shows. I got no problem with Quad. I don't know.
No,
why
I love Quad. I'm saying he's too good to be.
So that was it.
And
anywho, this is the big thing is that
he's a doctor and then he runs around pretending like he's not a doctor. Like
right, and then you go after his wife and he gets mad because you go after his wife who's black or who you know
or whatever
is a descendant from the slave trade.
Hey, I
got brought over here from Africa. You know, I'll bang a black woman any day of the week, but sure. You don't
will
go
you bang Stevie Lou's wife any day of the week?
I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of her. Send me one. Let's dox this bitch. Let's
no,
see what's going
we,
on.
We
I'm kidding.
Seen it.
It's
don't
a
play.
Joke. We're not going to do it here on SMC, but Quad, you got the floor is yours. If he goes after your kids, why not figure out where that monkey works?
I already know all this stuff, but I'm not going to say it on the show. That's not.
Don't say it on my show, but you say it on your show. That's it. Listen, I've never been for doxing ever since I got doxed, and I remember getting really upset about it. And now it doesn't bother me. It's like Stevie's like,
you
oh,
guys
I know
already
where he
pulled
lives.
Up her
it's
face
like,
on a super
come
chat.
Come to the date. I'm back in Texas, dude. Come on.
I was watching. You guys pulled her face. You already pulled her up on the show today. You don't even know that that's her. I thought you guys all knew each other in real life. Apparently not, huh?
Hold on, oh. Exotic. Joe Exotic just texted me some stuff about you, Quad. Let me see.
Oh no, Joe Wait. Exotic.
Oh. Yeah, he texted me stuff about Stevie Lou's wife that he wants her to read. I'll read it.
Tell Joe Exotic can come on and do it himself.
Yeah, hey Exotic, if you want the link, I'll send it to you right now. If you want to come on, you could just call in. Just text me back. I know you're watching. And I'll
stop
let
you... taming your lions and your tigers and drop that whip and get in here and hang out with us boys.
Speaking of whips, I wonder if Stevie has a whip.
Yeah. He's a whipped ass bitch by Brennan, his daddy.
Exactly.
That's right. Daddy fucking put him in line, put him in his place.
All right, yeah, Julia really wants me to send Exotic to Link. I'll send him
fuck
a Link.
Yeah.
I'll get him in.
I'm Team Exotic now, bro. 100%.
Me too. I mean, 100% I told Exotic. I said, as long as you don't go after my girlfriend.
I used to hate his guts.
Same.
I love him now.
He went after my... I don't love him. I mean, he's still gay, but...
I just love what he's doing, so... It might be temporary love.
Well, because he's finally lust. Going after the right people.
Yes.
That's the thing.
No, he's always been going after the right people. We just
didn't
know.
No, because remember when he went after me, dude? He pissed me off. I think I was
Why did 20, he go after you, though? Because he was going after Stevie, and you're like...
No, I was 22 episodes in before you even knew what this bullshit was. I got 200... This is episode 255, and he posted my mugshots, both of them. And he posted my mom...
Mugshots are kind of cool, let's be honest.
Listen, now I'm going to laugh about it. At the time, I was pissed. But he put my mom's mugshot on a mask, because it was mid-COVID. You know, when it had the mask, and he was selling them on Twitter.
Dude, that just
I mean, now it's hilarious. It's funny.
Yeah, and then she got on MLC.
Yeah.
So in a way.
I got my mom on MLC, you're right.
It kind of backfired on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So you owe Exotica a thank you. There you go.
No, because he did some other stuff I won't mention on the show to some people that I still care about who might not care about me, but that's okay.
Oh.
Some people did something.
Some people did some things.
Yeah, the Jews
I'm
did 9/11.
Yeah, the Jews definitely did 9/11. Those big nose Jews. Fuck Palestine. Fuck Israel. Fuck Ukraine. Fuck Russia. Who cares?
But what about them Jubes? Like, if there wasn't Jews, there wouldn't be Jubes.
That is true.
To check out.
And the Jewish girls do have
what's
big
a,
asses.
What's a Jew? What's a Jew?
Jew
yeah,
boobs.
What is what
Jew? Yeah, there. Stancil knows about the Jubes.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, I think him. I saw Billy Tardy was in the gay photos. I think I saw the back of his head, right? With Gino and fucking...
Whoa. You saw the back of his head. What?
Did you go to the Yankee game yesterday, Billy? We'll discuss that on the sports show at 2 o'clock.
Yes,
Steve was there. We'll get all
absolute
I'll get all
scenes.
That.
Oh, absolute
speaking
scenes.
Of Steve... I got your absolute scenes for you. Stancil, come on. Yeah, everybody's saying I'm twitchy. Let me tell you guys something, all right? I took a couple caffeine pills before the show, you faggot. Shut up. Listen, when are we going to get the Mets guy on? We have to get him on.
Kelly P is me. My momager has been working diligently behind the scenes
on that ass.
He's autistic. It's hard to dial in autistic people.
But dude, I mean, there's no reason either you or Steve can't get him on the show. There's no reason.
We're working on it. It's in the works.
All right.
You just reminded me because you and Kelly P like the same guy. One Robert Kelly was at the Soccer Ball Comedy Club last night.
I
had a nice conversation with him.
Blobby Belly.
You talked to him?
Yes.
You talk to him?
I didn't. We had a nice conversation. I never got to that. I was hired by Kevin Brennan to provide security against him. I never got to tell him that I was security against him.
Were you too
him.
Scared or did you just forget?
No, I would have said if it came up naturally.
Right.
But,
Stevie Lou?
Did Teamster Tim come through? Because he was supposed, he was thinking about going.
No, he did not come through. All
right, let me ask you, on a scale from 1 to 10, how good was this set? Because he's in my top three.
Yeah, I would say an 8, 7 or 8.
Hell yeah.
It was just, he just makes it look so easy.
How fat is he?
He's in great. He looks he looks Puerto Rican now.
Yeah, like he did when he was young.
Yeah. He looks back to looking Puerto Rican, but very nice. His son Max was here holding court.
Did you meet Max? Is he cool?
Yeah, legend. I asked him why come he's not opening. He said he does sometimes.
Nice.
But yes, no, he was good. A lot of crowd work, but he makes it look so easy. I couldn't even tell what was a bit.
Dude, he's
was,
a professional.
Off the cuff.
I mean,
yeah.
I tell people all the time who don't like Bobby Belly, like he's in my top three.
Wait till Kevin hears about this.
I don't care. I'll tell Kevin Brennan straight up. Brennan's number one. I got Bobby Belly, and then probably Shane. That's it. That's my top three.
I took a picture to send to Kevin, but I never sent it.
I know. I told because Teamster Tim called me yesterday morning. He was thinking about going up there. I go, dude, if you go, please just take a picture for me so I can see what he looks like on stage. Was he doing a two-shirt thing or?
No, he was normal. Julian Huerta, Ozempic's a hell of a drug. No, he didn't do it, but he did get his, he got his tubes tied or whatever the fuck you call it. He got his belly cut out.
Right.
Speaking of that, I found out this week, another one bites the dust. A second girl that has given me head in the past has died in Texas, apparently.
Where?
I don't know, but she's dead. Rest in peace. No, but she was. I reminded me because
I mean she's dead. So go ahead and dox her.
She's dead. She was a very, very big girl. I think I've told this story before that her father actually at one point said he'd buy her a new Mercedes if she lost 100 pounds, and she still wouldn't do it. And now she's dead.
Why is but that so funny?
She's dead, but she gave head. Write that down. Deadheads.
I was about to say, Citizen just put a great comment.
Yeah, Deadhead. I think he just named the episode.
Uh-oh. We got the Gil Bravo experience here. Oh, they hung up.
Was it Gil Bravo?
Well, obviously, Gil Bravo is Joe Exotic. We all know that at this point. So hopefully he calls back in. We'll put him on.
Who is OVO Cool Cat? Is OVO Cool Cat
OVO lives. No, he lives in New Mexico.
Albuquerque.
Yep. He does.
All the OGs are surfacing. I mean, circling the wagons.
If you guys go back in the Ski Mask Collective archives, way before I even had Stancil on, why'd you have to put that on right in the
middle? Dead girls give the best BJs for our audio listeners.
Just ask Ray DeVito, he'll tell you.
Yeah. What is that? That was on my list, too. People are saying Ray might go to jail. I don't know what's going on. What happened with that?
Well, they have to like prove that he is actually the I-80 killer. I mean,
I don't know what they,
Once they get some DNA off of one of them dead ladies and they can track it back to Ray, then he's probably going to get in trouble.
Ray couldn't kill a fucking mouse.
I'm talking physically and like efficiently. Why? Right. Like he probably couldn't figure out. I'm saying he can't figure out how to kill someone.
Have you not seen the rage in that guy's
much
eyes?
Less get away with it.
Are you kidding me?
You really think Ray can get away with killing someone?
Have you seen him go off on his show, like flip like a switch immediately and turn into just like a murderer? And apparently he murders on stage too. That's what he tells me all the time.
And he does have a lot of anger towards women. I don't know what's going on with this. Between Ari Jane and Felicia Gillespie, he's just screaming at women all the time.
Yeah, calling fatties and all kinds of shit. He's mean.
I don't know if we're allowed to put this up, but the great Chris Mack, of course, says, judging by stream last night, Ray may be sending himself to the afterlife quite soon.
No! What happened? Stop it. He's not going to off himself, even though he's not answering his phone.
Dude, I was saying earlier at the beginning of the show, I'm going to Robin Williams myself when I get to jail.
His phone is off this morning, though, honestly.
What happened?
I don't know. Like, he just seemed all sad last night. I will say that, but I don't think he offed himself. But he definitely was all bummed out yesterday.
As soon as he brought up Ray, the comments are just going crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone loves Ray or hates Ray.
No, they don't. They definitely have an opinion about him. They wanted to Robin Williams himself. What's the name of the guy who had his...
Shut up, Ski Mask. Let me take
over. Shut up. Take less caffeine pills next time.
Let me take over your show.
I'm just trying to do a good show. All right, go ahead.
Let people talk.
He's making a joke. He's making a joke because every time I go on his show, I take over the entire show.
Ski Mask, listen. Yeah, take a breath.
Ski knows exactly what's going on.
Take a deep breath.
I know.
So I was on Stuttering John's show yesterday, and Ray called me, and Stuttering John was like, hey, come on. I had no idea that Ray was going to come on just so Stuttering John could make fun of him about getting his Columbus Funny Bone. He had a gig out there, and it got canceled.
Stuttering John is a drunk mess. Who gives a shit what Stuttering John thinks? He's a washed-up old hag mess. He sucks, and he stinks.
Yeah, but Stancil, you just stepped on what.
Totally true. Said. Sorry. Nobody likes the truth.
Listen, somebody got Ray's show canceled, and I saw that on Twitter earlier.
That's
so
right.
He got
squashed.
He
got his gig squashed, as they say.
Squashed.
They squashed.
Where was the gig?
The funny bone.
Take that off.
Oh, is that the funny bone?
All right. I gotta hang up. All right. You gotta go. All right. All right, dude.
Yeah. No, he came in. I don't know. You guys watched MLC last night? Did you see?
No.
Ray? They showed him. Okay. Well, they broke it down pretty good last night, but they showed him. You know, Stuttering John brought it up, and then Ray's all like, how do you know my personal stuff? What are you talking about? How do you
say it on every show, Ray?
Dude, he got so pissed off and then he just fucking left. It was like a minute and a half he was on there. It was pretty rich.
All right, Chris Mack has a different point of view. He says, Ray had a Sunday night tryout at the Funny Bone canceled, which is pathetic, but it was for low ticket sales and not the liberal gay
operations. I'll be honest. I mean, at the soccer ball comedy club where I may or may not work sometimes, that does we do every now and then. That is true. They'll cancel shows if tickets are low. So it may not necessarily be his fall, especially Sunday nights are tough.
Sunday afternoon, even it was like an afternoon show.
Yeah, it's nearly impossible.
Right.
Yeah, so, nobody's going on a Sunday.
I don't think anyone got
fishing.
It.
People are barbecuing.
Fucked with him. I don't think that happened. So it was just like low ticket sales, but still.
If I may, before we, because I know we're getting to the quick here.
We'll do an hour 10. Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
I'll be at Compound this Tuesday, but then I think I will not be able to make the following 2 weeks, which means if the rumors are, and I literally, this is not a work. I know as much as anybody else about Compound, but if the rumors I hear true that that the lease is up at the end of May, this may well be my last Compound.
I heard July.
This may well be my last Compound Tuesday, so tune the fuck in. I'm going to turn it the fuck up. I'm going to suck
somebody's
time. Come
on, Teamster Tim, give us a super chat because I know you're super excited about that. Nobody hates Gino. No one hates Gino and Steve Conti more than Teamster Tim. I'm telling you, he calls me on a daily basis just to rant about how much Stevie sucks. He goes, he texted me yesterday, even with emojis, and I've never seen Teamster Tim send emojis. He goes, that Steve Conti blows. Get him off your stream, yuck. And then
that's fake news. That's fake news. He was on sports show last week with Steve.
I'm telling you what he texted me. I can show you the text.
Well, then Teamster Tim is a two-faced liar.
It's always a gay old time down there, isn't it? I want to interrupt. I want to be part of the show more. Can I be more of the show now?
Well, I'm going to jail. Talk to him. He's going to be
the host. I have a special report, and I was just going to ask Stancil. All right, so you're going to miss Floyd Miss and Juneteenth at Compound Media? That's fucking.
I guess I'm going to Colorado the following week, and then the weekend I may be able to squeeze it in.
I heard the lease was up in July.
What's the special report? What's the special?
Yeah, what's going on with the report?
Breaking news! Breaking news! I have a report. So yesterday I almost had Mrs. Kenyatta Bryant, the nunchucker from New York.
Really?
I almost had her on yesterday for a special report. And that fell through because her man, Kenyatta, who's in Rikers Island as we speak, said that it probably wasn't a good idea and to back out of it. But she was planning on
doing
it.
Is he an African-American? African-American?
100%.
Good.
So apparently everything Stevie Lou has been saying, as usual lately.
Lies, lies.
He told the DA he was a famous podcaster. And he, whatever.
Stevie Lou sucks. We all know it. We don't have to get back into it.
Yeah, I ranted about availability last week. I ranted about availability. If you have availability, no offense, Quadfather, you have an excuse because you allegedly can't walk.
Right.
But most people who are available means they stink. Most people, if you have availability, means you stink. It means you don't do your own show, or it means you're boring.
It means you don't leave your fucking house, Stancil.
I do kind of stink. I mean, that's
true.
Right,
hence boring. Yeah, but you have an excuse, and at least you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're saying I have no talent, that I'm just available. That's what it – I mean, it feels like
you are an outlier, and I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying that because you're here. You're an outlier because of your
– Outlier.
Outlier, you fucking retard. You're an outlier because of your situation. Normal people, no offense, that can leave their house and walk – don't have an excuse to be available at 4 o'clock 6 days a week. That's absurd. It's absurd. And they don't do, as I don't know if you were watching earlier, Stevie doesn't do his own show. He has no original content. He's just, a lot of these guys are just talking
heads.
You
mean sitting around getting high all day isn't original content that you
can
roll with?
And again, to Kevin's credit, he's been bashing him to his face the last few weeks. I mean, it's not a secret now that Kevin
Stevie,
thinks he stinks
you're
too.
Not a pro comedian. You're not a professional.
He's
not a doc.
I've never seen Stevie do.
I've seen Stevie do stand-up.
I was on the East Coast. I was on the East Coast for 4 years. He did stand up at one secret show and he bombed. Listen, And I'm saying that as a professional podcaster.
You also bombed at a secret show.
That's what I was about to say. I bombed at a secret show because I was so nervous because Brennan was in the fucking crowd.
Well, it's not a secret now.
No, I give credit where credit's due. And I'll admit right now to everybody, all the 60 whatever viewers we have, who cares? Yes, I bombed at a fucking secret show. Yes. I got up there and I looked in Brennan's eyes and I forgot every single joke I had on my set list. And I literally said into the microphone, okay, I was like, I got nothing. I have nothing.
David GX5, you didn't pay for it, but that's pretty good. Quad's legs have better stand up potential than Lou. Pretty funny.
Not a bad t-shirt, Quad. You need to get a website, start putting
t-shirts
out.
I wore it for you,
out.
Brother. I wore it for you today because this was the first time we hung out. I was wearing this shirt and you were like, oh, Metal Militia. And then it was dirt bikes.
Yeah, because like, yeah, right, only
you're
you
good
and
guy,
I are the
I'm
only
a good guy.
Guy.
Right. We're buddies. It's on. Exactly. It's happening.
Well, we know what you and I are the only guys in this world, whatever the fuck you guys want to call it, who knows what Metal Militia is.
Hell yeah. Yeah, fuck
you. I remember
you,
Metal Militia Ansel, from...
You don't get nothing. You're not in on it. No, right. Don't even talk about it. You're
what were
they?
X Games? Yeah, X Games guys.
Yeah, you got it.
That was their gay little tribe.
All right. Oh, gay little tribe. I see how it is.
Yeah, wow. Metal Militia.
Yeah, not all guys wear lacrosse.
To say, what's gayer, lacrosse or pickleball?
Speaking of, I got to wrap this up. The semifinals are on. It's Hopkins and Maryland and...
no one cares.
Fuck. There's two games today, folks. Fuck the PGA Championship. We'll talk about it on the next show. I'm not even talking about this now. I'm saving this for
now,
the sports
now, let mask. Me ask you, because I know you got to wrap it up for the sports mask, of course.
Yeah, I got to pee
badly. Are you wearing that shirt in the club tonight, the whole night, or are you changing shirts for the club?
No. This is not. I'm not at the soccer ball club tonight, I don't believe. Okay. No, I'm not even going to wear this shirt for the next show. I have a change of clothes. I'm a professional. I keep it fresh.
I know
fresh.
You are.
Man
that's, why,
people.
That's why I had
I have a tank. I'll be wearing a tank top. For all you ladies watching, I have a tank top I'll be wearing on Sports Mask. Wait till you see the trash.
Yeah.
How many ladies are watching through
cock?
Your clear glass window in your little booth there? How many people are checking you out, buddy?
I don't know why that was funny to me, but whatever. This has been episode.
Oh, ooh, man.
Beautiful. All right, he ripped ass. This has been episode 255. I want you guys to all do me a favor. Go subscribe to Quadfather's show and tune into Sports Mask immediately
2:00.
Following this show.
Oh, wow,
o'clock,
coming right up.
Right after Stancil takes a big leak. Quad, thank you so much for coming on, Bubba. And
yeah,
listen,
thanks for having
I'll
me
see you
on.
Guys.
And,
I'll see you guys.
Fuck Stevie Lou. Everybody go fuck his wife over and over
no.
and over again.
Patreon.com, Ski Mask Media. Ski Mask is up there drowning in a boat or fishing in a boat. The legendary pregame from this week where I'm labeled
with an
domestic terrorist and go to the
fishing
portal
with an SKS,
there.
Right?
And fishing with an SKS. And that's all it. Right. Ski Mask Collective, the best merchant podcast.
The title of this episode, folks, is Gil Bravo's a Fat Mexican. See you guys next week, and hopefully, if I'm not behind bars.
Oh, good luck.